Transformation. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Transformation by Janetta Zoe. My name is Nana, and once upon a time, I knew a fantastic man named Lennart. He was my lover for about a year or so. A jovial, unselfish type who did everything I asked for in bed. He was an average height, strikingly trim, with beautiful, dreamy eyes. He shaved his whole body and was a little feminine. We weren't meant to be a couple for all eternity, but we had a good sexual relationship, and one evening, after he'd patiently licked my clit to several exhausting, wonderful orgasms, he asked if I wanted to join him on a visit to a very special lady the following night. He said he had a well-kept secret, but he was now ready to reveal it. That was all he wanted to say, and my curiosity ran away with me. Of course I could come along, but right then and there I wanted him to fuck the hell out of me. Lennart was well equipped. His thick, smooth hard-on stood erect from his slender body, with small, firm balls beneath it. He loved it when I tied a long string firmly around his balls and tugged on it during intercourse. That took him right to heaven and back. And he would thrust his cock deep inside and moan every time the string pulled it brutally upward. The following evening we met outside an entrance on Westerbro Gader, and together we ascended the stairs to visit the special lady. I had no idea what was about to happen, and was completely unprepared for what I saw when the door opened. In the opening stood a large, small, middle-aged woman, Bonnie, in a risque, immodest outfit, and with back-combed fair hair and heavy makeup. Her voice was deep and sensual, and she bid us enter into a large, beautiful flat, which was dimly lit. "Now, little Lennart, are you ready?" she smiled and looked at me. "Sweet little friend you've got there," she continued. "Have you gotten her ready for this?" Lennart shook his head and said that I would find out for myself. After a drink, we entered her bedroom, a proper boudoir, with a vanity that had three angled mirrors and a wealth of jars of makeup and wigs on glass heads. On the wall hung refined gowns in silk and sequins, corsets and underwear. On the floor, there were high-heeled shoes. "Sit down and observe the process." Bonnie pointed to a chair on the side of the vanity for me, and Lennart sat on the chair directly in front of the mirror. Bonnie stood behind him and started messing with his hair.